Center Studios at 109 East Oakland, and happy to have two great guests in here, as a matter of fact. From the local airport, which is international in scope, I might say, the development director from the Greater Lansing International Airport, and this is Nicole Knoll, head of a whole bunch of things, marketing, not to say the least. Welcome to the studio.
It's thank you very much. Here, great to be here.
Great to be here, and thank you for running a great airport, as a matter of fact. And Linda Kroll, who's really helping with that. She's the development director for Apple Vacations, so it's good to have you down here as
thank
well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about that. Nicole, let's start with you. It looks like the airport is up in passengers.
Yeah, we're up over 19% year over year, and it's a lot of thanks to the Apple Vacation service that we have internationally, as well as our American Airlines service to Washington, D.C., and two very important assets for our region. You know, one, having the international capabilities. Only two airports in the state of Michigan have international facilities, and it's Detroit and Lansing. So we've got...
Explain what that means, because a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, so there's... Back in the 90s, actually, many of the Michigan airports became international when they started up service to Toronto.
Right.
And Lansing was just not one of those airports that started up that service. And a few years back, actually, we're coming up to 10 years of our celebration that'll be of international service. We found that there was a need not just for passengers to be able to travel internationally, but also cargo. And how do we help support the manufacturers in this region be able to bring in products as well as export products right from this market and keep the businesses here, keep the jobs here, and help to support the economy here locally.
Yeah, it's really interesting because people don't realize how much cargo Lansing does. One of the reasons is its central location here in the state of Michigan, because transportation in all directions is much less than having to go to the east side of the state or the west side of the state, right?
Yep.
Which gives you that advantage also, Linda, because you're right in the middle of all the population.
Right, and we get a tremendous amount of support from the entire state, not just East Michigan, but West Michigan. Grand Rapids loves the fact that we've got these nonstop flights. And I want to reiterate for the buying public, I often hear consumers say, yeah, I hear they have direct flights from Lansing. And there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Direct means we might stop in Lansing or Florida, which some airlines can brag about, but our dedicated flights literally are nonstop. So you're 3 hours from Capital City Airport. International airport to
Cancun. I think that's great you distinguish there, because nonstop sometimes means, well, maybe kind of a stop. You know, how do you kind of a stop? You stop or you don't stop.
Right.
But you're right. And these things have taken on popularity, but they really kind of came out of the gate pretty healthy, too.
We, it's been 11 years now, Nicole, since we started service.
Nine.
And we started with just a weekly Cancun. And then the following year, we added a Punta Cana. This year, the program is extremely aggressive. We have flights. We started at Christmas, and then we grew the service in January through spring break, which is the first week of April this year, and we've got six flights a week. So the only day that we're not flying a nonstop is Tuesday.
So I want to, in full non-disclosure or full disclosure here, I wanted to tell everybody I'm the chair of the Airport Authority, which keeps me abreast of these things. And when you first started coming in, I think probably four or five times the Holman family's gone on these all-inclusives, and they're really pretty spectacular. I mean, you can't make a mistake. You get on the plane, you get off the plane, you get on a bus, they take you where you're supposed to go, there you are, they get you back on a bus, take you to the plane, and you're done.
Yeah.
And they're just tremendous facilities.
It's one-stop shopping. I mean, we package it all. We rate the hotels for you. We can offer you everything from a family resort to an adult-only resort, moderate properties to very upscale properties. So very diverse company. Apple's been in business for 49 years, so we know how to do this right. But the marriage that we have with the Lansing Airport has been huge for us, because we've been able to add additional lift from Michigan and really get, you know, we all know in the summer everybody loves to stay in Michigan, but here we are looking at possibly another snowfall tomorrow, and we can still get you out of here.
Wait, you mean Michigan people think about warmer climate?
Yes. Well, that's the nice thing is with the service that we do have out of Lansing, there's three flights to Cancun, two to Punta Cana, and one to Jamaica weekly.
Yeah.
So there's that option to take that family trip, but there's also that quick, you know, weekend getaway. That's available too. So, you know, one of the best ways to find more information out about Apple Vacations is contact your local travel agency. We do have a concierge that's located in the airport terminal.
Yeah.
Folks can feel free to contact them and get more details on pricing, but you've got some additional pricing.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, any of our local travel agents, wonderfully supportive of the Lansing program. But for example, and we still have spring break, April 2nd space available, Jamaica, Apple Square deal, $11.29 per person. Now, this is air, hotel, taxes, transfers, all your meals, all your drinks. Yes, all your drinks.
All your drinks?
Yeah.
I made my money right there.
Gratuities, everything's included. So there, that's just a set price. The Punta Cana departures twice a week, $11.79 per person at the Grand Serenas Hotel. Or you can do a 5-night to Riviera Maya at the Grand Sunset Princess All Suite Resort. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Within everybody's budget. And
Riviera Maya is how much?
Well, the Grand Sunset Princess, we can get you there $9.29, 5 nights. That's, for a hotel tax.
I have to tell you, you almost can't stay home for that price.
No, you're leaving really. Next week.
Right. Yeah. You know what? We looked today at the calendar, my wife and I, and so, because you can also sometimes squeeze in like a 4-day. You know what I mean? It depends what's available and what's not.
But yeah, we got that 3-night to Cancun, Thursday to Sunday. It's cheaper than going to Vegas.
Yeah, and see the sun.
Yeah.
We all kind of remember the sun. Yep. Linda Kroll, thanks for coming down. Development Director for Apple Vacations. And Nicole Knoll, always good to see you.
Great to see you as well. Thank you.
All right. We're going to be right back on the Michigan Business Beat. I'm Chris Holman. There's a lot ahead on the Michigan Business Network.